Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dan, I was listening to your newscast and I've been monitoring what's going on out of Louisville today. The governor just came out with an updated statement that there are now 12 dead, and sadly they have confirmed one of them is a young child. In the catastrophic event that we covered as breaking news in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday.
We can assume that would be on the ground.
Yeah, assumption is that because the three that were on board with UPS. A couple things that I've learned in the last hour, and then I want to read something from a pilot from Twitter who has a history of investigating these types of incidents. I will start with his statement because we've seen that fire. Under the wing, as the plane is rolling down the runway, we see the fire. I'm going to read this directly from his account. The fire on engine number one was catastrophic, an uncontained failure that sent debris flying uncontrollably. But the real killer was the immediate compressor stall on engine two. So the fire was on engine one. He says you immediately see a compressor stall then on engine two, and he's got a screenshot of it. Visible here in the footage as that telltale puff of flame. This almost certainly resulted from FOD, foreign object debris ingestion, where fragments from the first engine's explosion were then sucked into number two's intake, disrupting the airflow. And this is important. He says the pilots did everything by the book. Air traffic control audio suggests they declared an emergency instantly. No procedural tweak could have changed the outcome.
Why not keep the plane on the ground?
Rest in peace to the three lost on board. The way,
and I'm not blaming victims.
I'm not. The way I've read this, they just got to the end of the runway, got enough lift to clear the fence. I don't know with that dual engine failure. What he's saying is they did. There's nothing they could have done.
I don't dispute that.
And Jesse said this yesterday. This was so catastrophic, and it happened at the worst time with the plane trying to take off, at the worst physical location at the end of the runway.
And I understand all that. I'm not a pilot. I'm the father of one. But if I'm the pilot in that plane, and we realize that we have a major potentially catastrophic problem with at least one, maybe two engines. One of them is on fire. The other one's about to be. Why not just keep that plane on the ground or throw it down to the ground? You're not coming back no matter what.
They may have ended up in the same location if they had decided to keep it on the ground because of the size and weight and the forward momentum. They probably would have crashed into all that stuff anyway.
Yeah, sorry for repeating myself from a previous hour, but once they hit that V2 point, the safest option is to pull up to try to get those wings into the air.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, as Dan just mentioned, as I've mentioned a couple of different times now, to stop 630,000 pounds that's traveling at 180 miles an hour, we see the debris field was half a mile long. That's because it took half a mile to stop that force.
And today, Sam, there are people reporting they are finding debris 10 miles
what?
Away. There are people that have posted
10 miles
like picture because of the explosion, the blast sent debris up to 10 miles away. People are showing, like, I don't know, things that obviously look foreign but are from an airplane, like manuals and things. There's people posting 10 miles away.
Now the crew, the pilots, they were probably they were between a rock and a hard place at that moment.
Jesse said that yesterday.
The go or no go.
There was no good choice here.
Yeah.
And if they did leave it flat on the ground, it would have created more devastation because it would never have lifted and skimmed across the top of buildings before then coming back.
Well, but when it came back down, it was still going to skim across different buildings.
True.
Yeah, I just don't think there was any good outcome here at all. Yeah, there just wasn't.
It's a disaster no matter what.
All right, let's lighten it up just a little bit.
Yep.
We have a new city that has been crowned the rattiest city in America.
Rattiest.
And I have the top 15 in front of me. These are the cities with the most rats.
Oh, I thought you meant just like dilapidated. Like, that's ratty. You mean actual rats?
Well, the two could go together.
Oh, God. Is it New York City?
By the way, there are roughly 8.2 billion people on Earth.
I don't want to know.
Okay. But they believe that the number of rats on Earth is 16.4 billion.
I don't need to know that.
Twice the size.
Twice as many rats as there are humans.
Okay, this is lightening it up. Okay.
By the way, there's an old saying that you're never more than 6 feet away from a rat.
In this building? I believe it.
God!
I do too.
Well, I'm right here.
What are you, the janitor?
Well, I doubt there are rats in this building, but there are mice.
I don't want to talk about it.
I guarantee you there are mice in this building.
I'm not the janitor, but I'm within 6 feet of Dan.
Oh, God. Okay. Is it New York City?
New York City is on the list, but it's not number one, believe it or not.
Okay.
New York is number three, Dana, right?
Oh, God.
Newark.
No.
It happens to
not
be
not in
city
the top 15.
Camden, that I often call very dirty. And people on the text line light me up
Vegas?
For it.
Vegas is not on the list.
Chicago.
Number two.
Oh!
It was number one last year.
It was number one last year.
Is St. Louis on the list?
St. Louis did not make the cut.
Mm.
Wichita.
Oh.
No.
New Orleans.
No.
Real? By the water?
Think of a city that we see in movies all the time that's depicted as beautiful, but when you go there, it's actually pretty dirty.
Los Angeles.
Number one.
Ah!
Number one.
All right, give me the rest.
I'll just give you the top 10.
Yeah.
In descending order, from 10 to 4, because we've already got 1, 2, and 3.
Houston.
Is not on the list. Huh. Not on the top 15. Number 10 is Denver.
Okay.
Number 9 is Minneapolis. Number 8 is Philadelphia. Number 7, the city that God forgot, Detroit. Number 6, Washington, D.C. Oh. Number 5, Hartford, Connecticut.
Huh.
Hartford.
And number 4, a city that if you watch too much Fox News, you would think this city is under siege. It is not. It is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in and just recently went there. Number 4 is San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I loved San Francisco.
Now, we also have to keep in mind, though, that this is a study that is done by Oregon. So it's not necessarily how many rats are in these cities. It's whether or not they care enough to call to get the rats dealt with. So New York probably is number one, but there's a certain number of New Yorkers that are like, yeah, that's Bob. He lives here.
Have you ever seen the video of the rat in New York carrying the piece of pizza
rat
up the stairs?
Yeah.
Pizza rat.
And there was a chunk of sidewalk in Chicago where there was an outline of a rat because it had fallen onto the wet cement and had somehow gotten up and run away. And so their people would flock to Chicago to take a picture with the rat.
Dude, if I ever saw a rat in my house, I would die.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out.
I remember one time living in Roland Park, and I am the cleanest human being you would ever meet. And I think roaches and mice are an indication that your home is not as clean as it needs to be.
Not accurate, but
I know.
And then if they go and open that refrigerator door.
And I remember when one year, and I'd moved into my home in Roland Park. Like I'd been there for like 2 years. It's the middle of the night. I wake up, and the cup of water I'd left on the nightstand was empty. So I go to the kitchen in the middle of the night to refill my water. I turn on the light, and I see a mouse scamper across the floor in my kitchen. I could not get on the phone quick enough with my exterminator, Bill Richhart. And I'm like, Bill, I need you at my house yesterday.
We had one die in our stairwell in an area that was very difficult to get to. So that was quite the aroma.
We're good. I don't need to hear any more about this.
The mice are back. The mice are back in my house.
Whoa. They are?
Yeah.
You have mice in your house?
The mice are. I knew it was going to happen when it got cold when we first moved in.
They're looking for someplace warm.
There were mice.
Plural?
And we mitigated it.
Were there mouses or just one mouse?
I killed at least three.
Oh my gosh.
So do you use the old fashioned.
Oh, I do the snap trap.
Yeah.
So when
those
I lived,
are the best.
When I lived at 55th and Paseo, we had hundreds of mice and we used the glue trap. Okay. And
those are inhumane.
You start playing rock, paper, scissor for who has to deal with the problem without being too detailed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't leave the mouse alive. Anyway, so I noticed that the mouse poop is back, so I put my traps back out, and I got two this morning.
You got two this morning?
Two this morning.
What do you use as bait?
I'm really good at putting traps in the right spot.
Do you use peanut butter?
Shameless plug, whatever. It's a great product. It's called Tomcat Mouse Hunter.
Okay.
And you just put a little droplet right on the trap. Mm.
Do you keep your dog food sealed in like a tub from Walmart?
So it's funny.
Stand by, Sam. Answer that question when we return.
I don't want to talk about mice
here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you can answer that
one question. Sam, you were saying...
one question, then we are moving on.
What was the question? I forgot.
What you were using to bait the mice that have moved into your house.
It's called Tomcat Mouse Hunter.
Tomcat Mouse Hunter.
This little blue liquid. You put some drops on the trap. And
they just can't resist.
Oh, text line says that Tomcat stuff is like cocaine for mice.
Have you locked down your dog food? That's what they're looking for.
So you had mentioned the dog food. We actually have a very fancy metal bin for our dog food. So, yes, it is locked down.
All right. God be with you.
It's just the fact that we have as much native plants around our house, and so they have a lot of places to hide outside, and then when it gets cold they come inside.
That's right.
So we're gonna get these peppermint pucks.
Right.
They hate the smell of peppermint, so rather than
I didn't
doing
know that.
What I have been doing, which is disposing
murder.
Of mice carcass on a regular basis, we're hoping those pucks.
All right.
Take
well,
do you think
it.
For a second?
Best of luck to you.
Do you think for a second in your 125-year-old house, you don't have mice right now?
I do.
Right
not
this minute,
we have cats, Scott.
That doesn't mean anything.
Your cat is fat.
I know. He would have to get lucky. But
you got birds in there. You think mice can't get in?
All right. Listen, I've been waiting to bring you guys this story all day, and for all of our athletes who are listening, if you are a coach and you are listening. This unconscionable story is making headlines around the country today because of what one coach did with his high school team in Mississippi. It is embarrassing. They are calling the lack of sportsmanship astounding, and we now know the punishment here.
Yeah.
A coach has been fined $7,000.
Wow.
And the school has been told there will be no postseason after the coach directed his team to throw a game on purpose. Samuel?
I'm not doing anything.
To throw a game on purpose so that they could be knocked into a different tier of state championship.
Huh.
Listen to this. The school's called Marshall Academy. They have been banned.
What state is this?
Banned from any playoff game this season, and the coach has been suspended.
Good. You should be fired.
It's called Marshall Academy, and Scott, you guys know so much more about football than I did, so please help me explain this. Johnny was trying to explain it to me this morning. What they did was they showed up but they basically crafted their plays. They didn't start any starters.
That is not cheating.
In the championship game, they benched everybody, and then they refused to turn a play. They refused to turn a play.
What do you mean turn a play?
What doesn't make sense to me here?
They did not run plays during the second half. They did not kick the ball to the opponent following a safety. They just laid down.
What do you mean they didn't kick the ball following a safety? You have to kick the ball.
They did not.
What did they do with it?
I think they just sat there. Like, they went out on the field, but just refused to play.
Then why did they even bother to get the safety?
The score was like 1-0.
What also doesn't make any sense to me is that your record doesn't, in high school, your record does not decide what league you're in.
No, but it does decide your seed.
In this division, Sam, I was reading like another story about this that got into the weeds of it. There's some weird two-tiered system. So what this team did at the direction of their coach, and I don't know what you do. If you're a senior, would you have the right to say to your coach, I refuse to take part in this? This is embarrassing. This is unsportsmanlike.
I mean, yeah, of course you could.
But you're not going to stand up to your coach.
Game.
Well, they're not playing anyway. Now they're all banned.
Well, how'd they make it to the championship game if they're so bad they need to go down a league?
They were playing a team, Sam.
They were trying to play down.
At the very end of the season, both teams were 8-1. So the winner of this game went on to the actual state championship game, whatever, went on to over here. If you lost, you got knocked. You're now the best team in a different tier, and they knew they were automatically going to win that. We don't play it that here this way. It doesn't make sense. It's the way they do it down there in Mississippi.
So
throw a game. They just refused to participate in any meaningful way.
Ironically, I actually had breakfast today with my old high school football coach, Coach Hodum. Coach Hodum would have never done this. But if, for example, the last game of our season, we played Piper in 1988. And if we won that game, we knew going in, if we beat Piper, we won the league. We were going to be league champions. If for whatever reason, and he would have never done this, coach told us to throw the game, I would not have participated.
You wouldn't have done it.
No.
So listen to this. Marshall sat 13 players in the game, all of the starters, and did not run a single offensive play during the entire second half.
So what did they do? Just take
delay of game penalties over and over and over again.
But that doesn't make any sense because a delay of game penalty is a 5-yard penalty and repeat first down.
From there, things reportedly got even more awkward and ridiculous as Marshall then refused to kick the ball away as the clock eventually hit 00s. Marshall has been fined $7,500, banned from hosting a playoff game for the remainder of the postseason. The coach was also fined personally $1,000 and has been prohibited from contact with the team during all of the playoffs.
Well, he should be fired.
That's how they got the safety. Delay of game all the way to the end zone. So if you're on the 3-yard line,
they got the safety.
If it was if they were on the 3-yard line and they had a delay of game,
but what are you trying to teach?
That put you on the 1-inch line.
What coach? What are you trying to say to your players that we don't know that we're going to win this game? So let's do something so ridiculous and so unsportsmanlike that we go a different route and pick up some consolation trophy over here.
You know, there were times when I would coach soccer, for example. Where we were going up against a team that I thought probably had our lunch. But I have never in my life played or coached a game thinking I was going to lose.
No, because you would be embarrassed.
I always walked into every single game thinking, we've got a chance. There's a chance we're going to win if we give it everything we got. I've never, ever gone into a game thinking I was going to lose.
I don't think any coach in the history of coaching has done that until this man started making headlines.
And what do you teach in those kids?
Oh, well, now everyone's talking about it.
Right. I just...
Embarrassing.
Shameful. 913-586-7798.
Stop it!
586-7798. Here on Dana
and
Parks.
You are a horrible human being.
So hearing that forecast from Busby, temperatures this weekend down into the teens, guess where I'm going tonight? Next door.
Putting on that blue Stafford robe.
Time to unhook the hose.
Going peeping.
I unhooked the hoses over the weekend at my home. I just texted Maya to remind her to unhook hers. I know Sarah has, of course, Sarah has already unhooked her hoses.
Have By that, you mean you went over there and unhooked them?
No. I just called her and I said, hey. What? What?
Hey, Dad, how you doing? Have you unhooked your hoses?
No. I'm not violent about it. I'm just like, hey, babe, you know, it's going to get below freezing. This was last weekend. It's going to get below freezing this weekend. I just want to encourage you to go outside and unhook your hoses. Have you?
I have not.
Call me later when the mice are drowning in the basement.
I think we have a couple of days. I did hear 16 degrees on Sunday, which makes me stabby.
It did go down to 31 last weekend.
It did last Saturday night, Sunday morning. It got down into freezing range. That is correct. I'm telling you, people, unhook your hoses. You don't need it anymore. What are you going to try to do? Grow grass? Travel Association is urging the Congress in a letter today to reopen the federal government ahead of the Thanksgiving travel rush. The prolonged shutdown has led to a spike in airline delays. We kind of tapped on this at the beginning of the hour, affecting airports and 3.2 million passengers due to a high number of absences in air traffic controllers, with many of them taking up second jobs to cope. The shutdown is estimated to cost the U.S. economy between $7 billion and $14 billion. A growing number of Americans are rethinking their Thanksgiving travel plans.
My dad just texted and said, is this FAA thing going to disrupt you guys coming down here?
Well, you can always drive.
29 hours, whatever it is.
Huh?
It's a long time. It's not 29.
It's not 29. It's a hike. It's
16.
Is it 16 to get down to
the... It is a long drive.
Mississippi coast?
I think so.
I think it's more like 12.
Well, let's find out. If you missed it, we need to remind some folks that there was a major announcement today from the Jackson County executive.
Who, by the way, broke that news on this show.
I know. I'm trying to tell. All of the news stations keep saying that she has until tomorrow to resign. And I'm like, no, she's gone. It happened on our show at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So the new Jackson County executive, Phil Lavota, joined us in the late 2, early 3 o'clock hour of the program and broke some news on this show that the county assessor has been relieved of her duties. She is no longer in office. And so if you're reading, by the way, if you're in Jackson County, this is good news. But if you're reading on the Star or on any of the TV stations that she has, what's her name again?
Gail McCann Unemployment Line.
Gail McCann Beatty, that's right.
I want to stop you right there, Sam. You don't want to champion and be like, woo, somebody's fired. However.
Yes, you do.
However, the heartache, the hardship, and the rage created by that office, and then the excuses that they used to do it.
The lack of empathy from that office.
And again, the fact that she came on this program twice for an hour to make her case about why she was doing the right thing. You're right, Dana. I should not champion someone losing their job. However, in this case...
Because people lost their homes. And if you guys missed it, go back and listen.
So then why wouldn't you champion her losing her job?
Go back and listen on podcast. Phil said there sort of is a way to figure out how many people... Because I want to know how many people lost their homes because of this.
Mm-hmm. I would bet it's hundreds, if not thousands.
I think one of the most important things he said that bears repeating for all of you listening that are, you know, your mortgage payment went up $1,000, $2,000, was that no one is going to lose their home right now, not under his watch. No one is going to be foreclosed. He said, you could walk in here with $10. Mm-hmm. We are going to work with you. He said, we can't give you your money back. The money has already been distributed to the schools, to the county, to the city, all of the places that money goes. We can't give it back to you.
Yep.
But over the next 3 years, they have rolled it back to 15% by law, and they are going to, if you overpaid, they are going to give you a tax credit spread out over 3 years for whatever over that 15% you may be.
And the fact that they have to spread that out over 3 years is indicative of how big of a cluster blank this was, because for them to be to do all of those credits in 1 year would bankrupt the county.
Well, it would bankrupt. He said this during our interview in the 2 and 3 o'clock hours. It would bankrupt school districts.
Oh, yeah. The other thing I think we need to underscore here is that there are so many of you listening that appealed. You tried. Mm-hmm. And let's say yours went up 80% and you went in and you somehow got them to negotiate that down to 60%. That does not mean if you signed some agreement with the county that, okay, instead of 80, we'll take 60. That does not necessarily mean there's no path of relief for you either.
That is correct.
Because some of you would argue, and I think rightly so, that you signed those agreements under duress. Like, who's going to say, yes, please give me an 80% hike? If you're not going to get it down to 15, I'll take 60. Who's going to, no one is going to want to roll the dice and take 80 if they agreed to bring it down to 60.
But state law says you cannot increase an assessment on a property more than 15% a year. This was so patently against the law, so unbelievably against the law, that I will celebrate somebody losing her job because she was she was allegedly breaking the law.
It's been a long time coming for a lot of people. My heart is just broken for those who could not hang on.
Right.
And even now,
that's exactly
even
right.
Now, if you said to me, Scott, well, I'm sorry your mortgage went up $2,000 a month and you're having trouble paying it, but you're going to get a tax credit spread out over 3 years. Like, it's something. But even now, I feel bad for those people that are barely scraping by.
Well, and the people who couldn't afford to pay the increase, the people who had to sell their homes, who were gerrymandered by the county. Let's call it what it is. This was county driven gerrymandering. For the people who were gerrymandered by the county, those were the folks who were the most in need in the first place. Not gerrymandered, gentrified.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Gentrified.
I was like, what? I think he's misusing the word gerrymandered.
They were gentrified by the county, and these folks who couldn't face that additional $1,000 a month were the ones that were already barely scraping by.
That's exactly right.
And where were they supposed to go?
How were they going to sell their house, which was assessed at a level that wasn't even remotely close to accurate? Well,
one of the things I love, and Scott, you were gone when Dave Helling called in. You were on vacation when Dave Helling called in to help us through all this when there was some update on this dumpster fire of an assessment story. The state of Florida is looking at completely eradicating property taxes altogether and finding a new way to bring in that revenue, okay?
Well, it would have to be income taxes.
And here's why. He said, can you imagine going to this was Dave Helling. Can you imagine going to the grocery store and eyeballing your cart and you say to the checker, you know what? I'm not really sure what this is worth here, but let's just say I want to pay you $20. And the grocery store clerk says, no, I'm going to eyeball your cart and I want you to pay me $1,000. He said, essentially, that's what property taxes are, that we're going to throw a dart in the dark and come up with some number out of the sky, the government, and then tell the people you owe us this money. When that income and what they're saying your house is worth, Scott, for all of us, isn't realized until you sell the thing that they are asking you to pay them for. You can say to me all day long, we think your house is worth $200,000 last year, but it's $1 million this year. No one that is told that by their government gets to realize that profit, even if it's true, and until you sell it, if you sell it.
And not to get too into the weeds about mill levies and things like that, which makes people's eyes gloss over, and I understand that. But that really is where the rubber meets the road, is in the mill levies that are assessed onto your property. The library board, the school board, the county government, in many places, the city government. And, you know, if you get these letters in the mail that says this is not a tax bill, right? But what it is it's from the assessor's office, and they tell you what your property was worth last year and what they think it's worth this year.
It's a guess.
It is a guess. That's exactly right. Here's the thing. I've been in my current house in Winston for 4.5 years. my mortgage, because of the taxes assessed on it, because of the value that they perceive my house is worth, has gone up 10%. My mortgage has gone up 10%.
Yep.
Okay? I'm not going to tell you what my mortgage is, but just know it's gone up 10%. So where is the library? I mean, is it costing the library 10% more to operate its business? Why has the library board not reduced the mill levy by 10%? Why has the school board not reduced its mill levy on my property by 10%? Where is all that extra money going?
If boss came to you and said, I'll give you 10% more money, would you say, well, I don't need it?
You're absolutely right, Sam. They're taking this money and they're finding ways to spend it. And that's exactly what happened in Jackson County. I mean, don't tell me that the Kansas City, Missouri School District or the Independence, Missouri School District or the Hickman Mills School District didn't get their property tax money and think to themselves, damn, this is 30% higher than it was last year. Let's find a way to spend it. They didn't give it back.
And if you don't spend the entire offering, they won't give you less next year.
Exactly right. It works that way in business.
It's flawed.
It works that way in government. Especially in government, you're told spend what you get, because if you don't, next year they're not going to give you the same amount.
Name something else that you own, that you have paid for. And the government comes in and says, we know you own this, but we want you to essentially pay us some rent for what we think this thing is worth. We don't treat any other thing like that.
Cars, houses, and boats.
Do you really own it?
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll be here until at least 2027. The Royals and Salvador Perez have agreed to a 2-year contract extension that will keep the Royals catcher, future Hall of Famer, in town until at least 2027.
Don't you think that means he retires a Royal? Which, of course, he retires.
Well, yeah,
Royal.
I mean, duh.
Legendary.
Legend.
He now ranks,
believe it,
among the Royals' all-time leaders in these categories. He is second in home runs, second in RBIs, third in extra base hits. He'd probably be first if he was a little bit faster. Sixth in hits.
Stop it!
Seventh in total games played.
He is our captain, and I am over the moon for him.
Well, you do know what they say about the captain, right?
What do they say?
You should never try to sneak a piece of cheese past a hungry captain.
Don't even try it.
Why would a captain be hungry?
They are.
What?
Ask Ryan and ask HUD why they're hungry, and HUD will tell you they are, and you can't sneak cheese past them when they are. Whatever HUD says.
Why would you try to sneak cheese past anyone?
It doesn't matter, because whatever he says is gospel.
Believe it.
Believe it. That is one of the greatest play-by-plays
ever
I have ever heard in my entire life.
He called it before the home run. It was before. Believe it.
It was not before, I believe that, but it was right as it was happening, and that is correct.
He saw it before the sound of the crack of the bat made it to the microphone, and he did his signature, whoa! Which, why believe does he always sound so scared?
I love him so much.
Bill Belichick and Tom Coughlin squared off in a pair of Super Bowls between the Patriots and Giants, and now they will square off again as they try to make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question. The Hall named 9 coaching semifinalists for election as part of the class of 2026. Among them is Belichick and Tom Coughlin. Also Mike Holmgren, Chuck Knox.
Wait, Mike Holmgren is not in the Hall of Fame already?
He's only won one Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but he's like this famous football guy.
Not more famous than Bill Belichick.
Well, we're infamous right now.
Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer, George Seifert, Mike Shanahan. By the way, Coughlin, Holmgren, Knox, Reeves, Schottenheimer, Seifert, and Shanahan all reached the same stage last year and did not get in.
Wow. Okay.
Independence voters, you have spoken.
Aha!
Your voice has been heard. They are keeping the 4-day school week.
That surprised you.
Actually, it does. I actually thought there was more opposition to it.
It surprised me because all of the chatter we heard ever, other than people with the school district, was this stinks.
But the naysayers are usually louder. I mean, ask any customer service person. You usually hear from people when things aren't good or they don't like it than they do.
Today is National Redhead Day.
Aw.
Never trust a ginger.
No, hug a ginger, but only if you ask first.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, you're right. Mary Beth is a ginger. Sorry.
Pretty chill.
Sorry, buddy. Birthdays today. Kris Jenner is 70. Jason Kelce is 38.
Oh, happy birthday.
Art Garfunkel, did not know he was still alive, is 84.
Yes.
Bryan Adams is 66. And Tatum O'Neal is 62.
Aw.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.